Joining us now, we have from the Wyndham Championship, Mr. Rob Goodman. Rob, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks, guys. Great to be in the golf shop. Thanks for having us on this weekend.
Yeah, well, you got some good news yesterday. You had Tiger Woods and Adam Scott both threw their names in the hat. Now it remains to be seen whether Tiger makes the decision to come to Greensboro or not. But either way, you got a little excitement, got a little publicity. Never a bad thing.
No doubt. I mean, it was an interesting day yesterday. And you knew it was going to be a good day when Martin Keimer, former world number one and two-time major championship winner, joined the field around midday. And then about, I believe it was about 5:30, we learned that Adam Scott, number 11 in the world, would be here. And so that was, it was already a great day. And then Tiger gave himself the option of playing here if he decides he wants to do that. So, I mean, you know, it would be great if Tiger comes. We would love to have Tiger in our field. What PGA Tour event wouldn't? But at the end of the day, whether Tiger comes or not, we have arguably the best field in our 76-year history. So the Wyndham Championship is going to be a fun tournament next week. It's going to be amazing. And if Tiger comes, it'll add a whole other twist to it. But either way, we're in great shape for next week.
Now, how many of those sort of late commitments, and I mean, it's a signing up to be part of the event more than a commitment, but how many of those are pleasant surprises? When you talk about having a good day yesterday, when it comes right down to it, I mean, you guys have been at this for more than 70 years. When it comes down to that last moment to sort of say, yay or nay, I want to be on the list for the event, how often do you have pleasant surprises that come in that may or may not affect the way you market the event going into the last week?
Well, the Wyndham Championship's in a really unique situation on the PGA Tour. We're the last regular season event. So that said, we set the field for the FedEx Cup playoffs, which begin the week after the tournament at the Barclays in New York. So we have a field that is always relevant. We're always going to have guys who are trying to keep their cards, moving in and into the 120, the top 125 and get in the playoffs. We're going to have guys like an Adam Scott who haven't quite had the year that they wanted, and they're in okay shape. He's 90th in the FedEx Cup point standings, but he knows if he's going to have a shot at winning the FedEx Cup championship, he has to start the playoffs from far higher in the point standings. So we're always going to get those kind of guys. We're always going to get those that are either on or near the 125 line, or maybe they're around 100 and want to get up to 70, or maybe they're around 60 or 70 and want to get to 50. You know, we had a commitment, this really a surprise commitment this week from Ryan Moore, who won the Wyndham Championship in 2009 after a three-hole playoff. And, I mean, Ryan, my memory's correct, Ryan is like 24th in the FedEx Cup point standings. He doesn't need to play this week, but he likes the golf course. He's won here, and he knows if he can bag a bunch of points next week, he'll be far higher in the point standings in a far better position to challenge for a FedEx Cup championship. So it's cool that the names are going to change, but the situations are always going to be relevant to the way the FedEx Cup season has unfolded.
Now, in the run-up to the event, what kinds of things do we look for that are really going to help generate interest? Is quality field, does that trump everything? Or occasionally, knowing that you're going to have two guys who are sort of emerging rivals. I mean, let's say you were to be able to say, okay, well, Rory and Jordan will be here. Or is it, other stories? Is it what helps most in the run-up for generating interest? Is it straight up field, or is it the history of the event, the importance of its position on the calendar? What's the most important thing?
I think by far the most important thing is the field.
Okay.
Who are the golfers in your field? And then the second would be storylines. You know, why are these people playing? Why are these people not playing? Obviously the Tiger thing is going to be a big story as it evolves this weekend. But that's one or two. Those are pretty close, one and two. And then I think you get to the other things that may be going on. We know, every PGA Tour event knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that hardcore golf fans are going to be there. So what do you do to attract the people that are not hardcore fans, that maybe just like big events or like to be at the fun place? And a lot of people call the Wyndham Championship the end of the summer party, because school starts right after it.
Yeah.
And we've got the only Margaritaville location on the PGA Tour. And, so there's a lot of part. It's a big party atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. And so I think that's part of it as well. And then what do you have that might attract the non-golfer? Someone who really doesn't know anything about the game, but just wants to come check it out. So the fan amenities are involved in that, but when it comes right down to it, it's who's playing in your tournament.
All right, so with the 2015-16 wraparound schedule being announced not too long ago, and knowing that you're still that last event, you're kind of that, and again, that's the storyline for me, is that you have the story of guys trying to get into, you know, the field to play in the playoffs, guys trying to not only get in the field to play in the playoffs, but to retain their card, kind of, you know, keep their life dream going, getting out on the PGA Tour and not having to go back and try and earn it again. So you have all those storylines going on. But now throw into the mix that you have Olympic golf the week before you next year. How is that going to impact? Is it going to hurt, help, or what do you think?
I actually think it helps us in a couple of ways. First is the Olympics will have just ended, and there's only going to be a total of 30 golfers in the Olympics, and only four are from the United States. So most of the people, most of the tour players that are U.S. only will only have played, you know, the four that will have played, and then there, I don't remember which events lead into ours, but they may play those, they may not, and then there's a week off in the playoffs. So I think that that actually helps us. Because the Olympics will be over, a lot of guys will have had a couple of weeks off and are ready to play, and they want to get their game sharp again before the playoffs. The other reason is unrelated to the Olympics. Next year is a Ryder Cup year, and a few months ago, the PGA of America changed the Ryder Cup qualification timeline. It used to be that the top eight in Ryder Cup points were determined following the PGA Championship. Well, part of the big committee that worked on improving our Ryder Cup performance said, let's move that date a little bit later. So now the last event to earn those top eight players will be announced after the Barclays. So the Wyndham Championship becomes the second to last event to earn Ryder Cup points. So anybody that's anywhere near that cutoff line, above or below, is going to have to come play if they want to make sure they're in the Ryder Cup, depending on how the point standings are working out at that point. So I think that helps us, and I think the Olympics worked out really well for us. So we'll see if the PGA Tour is happy the way they put it together this year. And in 4 years' time, we'll do it again and see how it works.
Yeah, and I mean that just that, you know, not that names make the field, but I mean that just adds potential bigger names to the list because, like you said, I mean you're talking about guys that are, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 on the Ryder Cup standings that could be anywhere in the FedEx Cup standings. Suddenly those guys are going, God, I got to redo my schedule because, you know, they may not even be in the Olympics. And, you know, and it's the Travelers, the John Deere, and then the Olympics going on the same time as the John Deere and then the Wyndham. So, again, prime time, baby.
Yeah, prime time is right. And you know, you look at our field that was going to start play here next week. We have number 11 in the world, Adam Scott. Number 15 in the world, Hideki Matsuyama from Japan. Number 20 in the world, Brooks Koepka, a rising star on tour. Number 21, former world number one, Martin Keimer. Number 22, reigning FedEx Cup champion, Billy Horschel. Number 27, Paul Casey, former top five in the world. Number 28, Brendan Grace. Number 29, Bill Haas, Wake Forest guy. Number 30, Brant Snedeker, who won the first tournament called the Wyndham Championship in 2007. So you look at those guys, and a lot, I mean, that's a pretty stout list of people that are ranked highly in the world, and those are the same kind of guys that are going to be involved in the Olympics and hopefully the Ryder Cup, and so then you get throw in a little bit more highly ranked players above them. And yeah, you're right. We've got just amazing possibilities for our field in the Ryder Cup years.
All right. Well, that covers the run up to the tournament and the desire to attract the most appealing field. What about the story that unfolds during the tournament? I mean, you know, what's better for you guys? A great tournament with a big name winner or a story that comes out of nowhere? Or, I don't know, two guys in ill-fitting white pants and belts duking it out a sand trap and it just goes viral? What's the best thing that could happen for the Wyndham Championship?
What's that old expression? All publicity is good publicity. I don't know that I buy into that. but you know, I don't think you can say that any one is better than the other. Look at 2013 when you had Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth in a two-hole playoff to determine the Wyndham Championship winner. And Patrick Reed hits just this unbelievable shot from the woods to the right of the 10th fairway and to 7 feet and rolls it in and makes the putt, makes the birdie and wins the Wyndham Championship over Jordan Spieth. You know, that's a phenomenal story. It was also a phenomenal story in 2011 when Webb Simpson got his first win here. I mean, Webb was a win waiting to happen that year. He had like three or four runner-up finishes, and it was just, when's this guy going to finally win? And he ends up doing it here at the Wyndham Championship where his brother and family live And he has tons of friends here, grew up in Raleigh, and, you know, so that was a great storyline. 2009, Ryan Moore wins after just one of the greatest amateur careers ever, and turns out it was his first PGA Tour win as well, but it was a guy everybody knew, this guy is going to win a lot of golf tournaments. So I don't think you can say that one is better than the other. I mean, heck, in 2010, Arjun Atwal was a Monday qualifier and ends up winning the tournament and the first player from the country of India to win on the PGA Tour. So, I mean, that's not that huge a story here, but internationally it was huge. And Wyndham Worldwide loved it. Hey, great. Look at this. We're worldwide interest now. 2012, Sergio Garcia wins for the first time in a while. So I don't think you can say that any one of those is better than the other, but they all end up being excellent for our tournament and another chapter in a storied 76-year history.
All right, Rob, before we let you go, if I want to go, are there still tickets available, and how do I get hold of them?
Well, you can go to WyndhamChampionship.com and buy tickets there. I know that we had a huge run on tickets last night online.
No!
Shocking, actually. I really couldn't believe that. So I don't know what is left. All of our hospitality, I believe we had a couple of hospitality options available on Friday, but I think those went Friday night. And so it's WyndhamChampionship.com, and then certainly as we get into ticket situations, should we sell out or anything, we'll let everybody know that. But right now, go to WyndhamChampionship.com, click on the white button on the upper left part of the page that says Buy Tickets.
All right. Well, good stuff. Well, Rob, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Have a great week next week, and we'll be watching.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on, and we're fired up for a fantastic tournament.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. That's Rob Goodman with the Wyndham Championship.